Hebrews 2:18. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. A friend of mine once told me, "Leroy, I can resist anything but temptation." I think that's true of most people. It's a universal malady. From the most modern cities to the most primitive tribes, people are pretty much alike when it comes to the problem of temptation. No one is exempt. Is there an answer to that? Or do we all just shrug our shoulders and tell ourselves, "Well, that's the way it is, and nothing can be done about it"? We face a temptation, we give in, we feel remorse and resolve to do better, and then another temptation comes, and the cycle repeats itself. Is that how the whole world has to go through life? No. Thank God, no. Now, the reason I say thank God is because he has taken the initiative to help us in this problem. Our verse for today speaks to this very thing, and the context of this verse is really exciting. Verse 16 says, "For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham." In the fullness of time, Christ took upon himself our human nature and was made in the likeness of men. He came on a rescue mission. Now think of that. The angels fell, and they were left under the defilement and dominion of sin. It was never in the plan of God to give his only begotten Son to be the Savior of the fallen angels. Like a giant tree in the forest, they fell and they remain right there in their fallen state. No one was there to lift them up. But wonder of wonders, when man fell, God, at a tremendous cost to himself, looked upon us in pity and took a bold step. Surely he hath borne our sins and carried our sorrows. He restored us to a place of special favor and salvation. He became man, because no higher or no lower nature could raise us to a place of hope and make us the children of God. Neither angel nor animal could atone for the sin of man. He became man so that he might die. Who was the first sinner? Eve? No. Adam? No. It was Satan. And Christ came to destroy his power over the human race. He suffered being tempted. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He is the great physician who himself has experienced the disease and therefore can look upon us with compassion. Not the disease of sin, but temptation and trouble of soul. He remembers his own sorrows and temptations, and it makes him mindful of the trials of his people. Do you need help today? Turn to Christ. He knows all about it and stands ready to help. Are you weak? He is strong. He can deliver you. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.